job of an actor is to go on audition. And so when you come into the room, the best auditions that I ever see are the ones where something creative happens in you in the room. Something you hadn't even expected. In other words, you've done the work so well, you've worked on it so much, that you're confident enough to say, I'm going to treat this like a final rehearsal.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors on acting and the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Welcome back. This is another episode of Casting Actors Cast. Today we're going to be talking about film and television acting techniques. I'm going to give you three really great acting tips for film and television. These are three essential ingredients to doing an outstanding performance. Before we get started, I just want to once again thank you for joining us for Casting Actors Cast. These podcasts are gaining in popularity, and that's very, very exciting. I've actually heard from people from Sweden, Australia, England, the West Coast. So it's been really a lot of fun doing these podcasts. And if you have any questions or you'd like to join our talent pool, love to have you do that by going to castingactorscast.com. I try to update the website as often as I can, and also you'll find some occasional show notes based on the podcasts that we're currently airing. So, general acting techniques, really it's about being very specific. So when I say general acting techniques, what I mean are the three essential ingredients that good acting for film and television requires. So don't mistake the word general acting techniques for being general with your acting choices. Let's just talk a little bit about being on camera. You know, you can't get away with lying on camera. You really can't. Have you heard a director say you need to be more natural? You need to be more real? I got that a lot when I started out acting, especially because I came from a musical theater background. And so when I started doing some serious acting work, I often got that note, can you spray it down a little? Can you be a little less overly excited? Even though I have a pretty, as you can tell, pretty energetic nature, it was very challenging for me to realize that less is more. And I'm sure you might have heard that as well. So understand that being natural literally means being comfortable in your own skin. And this can be a little bit challenging for some of us, especially in front of the camera. Because when we're shooting film, there's all kinds of stuff going on. There are technical aspects. There are changes that are happening at the script at the last minute. There's a lot of improvisation going on. And all of those things can contribute to a really challenging effort to become natural, especially when a scene is more intimate or quiet, or perhaps it's just with one other actor. So being able to feel comfortable in your own skin is really about having what I consider honesty. You must feel honest and open and vulnerable in those moments that really demand it. And it's absolutely true that the most successful actors are the ones that have complete and total self-awareness. They're not showing their self-awareness. They're just comfortable because they know how they are being perceived at any given moment. And I think it's those self-aware actors that seem to be most natural. They are really comfortable with who they are, and therefore they worry a lot less about what other people are thinking at the time. And the quality of being fully who you are without caring what others think is a measure of naturalness, and it's also very, very attractive. So be natural. Understand what that is. Being comfortable in your own skin and being natural on camera requires that you're both willing to be watched and you actually enjoy being watched. That doesn't mean somebody who is shy can't be a good actor. But you have to have some degree of embracing that in a two-hander scene with just you and one other actor, there's also a third player, and that is the camera. I'm not talking about showing off. I'm not talking about sort of being an out-there personality. It really is showing off that becomes very self-serving. Sometimes actors will show off just because they are insecure within themselves. And I'm talking about the exact opposite of that. So being natural is a very good first open quality that you bring into the scene that you're working on that will really establish a fantastic foundation for your next three steps. Remember that acting is not done in private. You're working with another character. And so having the ability to feel like you are interested in sharing who you are and what you are is an important obligation to being a good actor. So now let's jump into the three steps. Now, the first one is a question to you. How do you feel when someone doesn't listen to you? Well, obviously, it probably doesn't make you feel very good. And whether you want to admit it or not, you probably think less of people who don't listen than of people who do. In many ways, listening is an act of kindness because we're giving freely to someone else. And so the first step to good acting, and you might have heard this before, but I really want to dive into this, and that is good listening. So when you're in a scene, listening is probably the very first step to showing that you're vulnerable. Being a willing and open receptor to the information that someone else is giving you is really a very strong demonstration of A, who you are as a person, but it also shows that you're not quite sure what's going to happen next. That's why listening is so important. In a important technical way, listening is really, really important in film and television because a lot of times you'll see a reaction shot. Sometimes the reaction shot is much, much more important than the information that's being disseminated. In other words, I've been in situations where I have actually seen the actor not deliver the words exactly the way the director wants and instead goes to, in the editing room, goes to a reaction shot instead. It can really change the entire dynamic of the scene. So showing and being a good listener is a really great trait that too often I don't see. As a little bit of an exercise, I encourage you when you're watching a television show, perhaps an episodic television show, analyze the listener. See if they are vulnerable, if they're open, if they're receptive. Are they reacting to what's being said? It's really amazing that you can tell the difference really easily if you're focused on looking for it. Can't stress it enough that good listening is good acting. Here are five steps to showing and to becoming skillful at good listening. So step number one, you have to hear. Now there's a difference between listening and hearing. So if someone calls your name, you hear that person. So hearing is step number one. Second is to listen. What is the other person saying? The third step is now, internally, you're forming an opinion. Now, this is probably the most crucial step of the five steps because when you are forming an opinion, you're thinking of how to respond. Step number four is that you want to say something about it. Something is holding you back. Maybe they're not finished with what they're saying. Maybe you have an opinion and now you can't wait to express that opinion. So, at that moment, you want to say something. So make that a forward movement. And then finally, you speak. You speak what you intend to say. Those are just five basic listening steps. And you can really investigate any script that you have. And when you are not speaking, you can try and impose, and maybe that's not the right word, but you can try and execute those five steps. It makes you really work as opposed to just being passive. Listening is a front-footed, forward movement, usually positive in terms of your own internal mechanism, expression of where you are. So that sums up step number one, which is listening. Step number two, Concentration. It's a necessary skill for acting of any kind. Concentration includes remembering what you're going to be saying next, accounting for your actions, as well as understanding your objectives, ignoring all of the distractions around you. And believe me, concentration is a lot more challenging than you might think it is. I have a lot of personal experience, both as an actor and as a casting director. My office is literally just right outside the main waiting area for our audition space at McCorkle Casting. And on occasion, I happen to look up from my desk and watch the actors preparing to go into an audition. And it's remarkable to me how many actors can really stay focused and concentrated on what they are about to do in their audition. They're looking at the script. They're doing all kinds of preparation work in order to stay focused on the work, and they're not paying attention to the environment around them. It's kind of fun to see that, I have to say. And then there are those actors that really want to expel, maybe that's a, I don't know if that's a good word or not, but they want to release their nervous energy by talking to others, by finding other things to distract them before going into the audition. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I am saying it's just really an interesting observation between those who feel that they have to concentrate on their work and those that feel that they have to somehow release the nervous energy that they are experiencing in the waiting room. And, of course, there are a lot of distractions. As I was alluding to earlier, when you're on the set, there are so many distractions going on the set, people wandering around, all kinds of activity happening, a lot of it not having anything to do with you. And that can be a really challenging obstacle, especially if you're doing a scene that's quiet and intense. Also, when working on a film, it can be a very, very slow process. Oh boy, the waiting time. And just simply the act of waiting around until you're ready to do your shot can just expel so much energy that then to try and summon up that concentration, it's almost impossible. But somehow good actors can do that. I happen to believe that it's because it is something that they can do naturally over time. In other words, it's a skill set. It's something that they just have been able to do. Some people do it more easily than others, but I encourage you to understand that the concentration that you are giving your work will really open you up when the time comes to actually do the scene or the performance. Another point is that acting can take, as it is, the job of acting requires so much energy that you can't afford to waste it unnecessarily on anything that is not immediately in front of you. So how do you learn how to concentrate better? You have to practice, literally. You just have to try and see how it feels to stay focused on your work for any period of time. You know, our attention spans have getting shorter and shorter and shorter, and we find distractions like our cell phones or our tablets or whatever electronic devices we have in front of us can take us away from the task at hand. Sometimes we welcome these distractions. I submit to you that having a skill set of concentration will only enhance your acting. So that's number two. So we talked about listening. We talked about concentrating. Now, the final step to good acting is what I call being spontaneous. And you may wonder, well, what does being spontaneous have to do with acting, especially acting on camera? Spontaneity is more than just kind of being impetuous. It's ability to think on your feet, to find inspiration, and to go with that inspiration while you're even auditioning. And I've talked about this before. Good auditions are ones where something interesting happens in the audition that was unexpected, but completely fits into the character you're playing and the moment you're playing. I think one of the most admirable qualities of actors in film and television is their ability to adapt to whatever the situation is. I mean, that includes the ability to assimilate script changes at the last minute. You know, those new pages will come at the last minute, and so many times actors are so focused and concentrated on the script that they have that they're just thrown completely by new pages being added to a script at the last minute. That being said, And when you're on camera, it's just not enough to simply reproduce what you've rehearsed. You must live in it as if it was real for the first time. Every take. And with that, having a sense that you're not sure what is going to happen next makes an amazing performance. Being spontaneous, being able to be adaptable to the environment, those really are helpful, especially, for example, in some shoots where you're not shooting in sequence, where maybe 3 or 4 days later, you're going to revisit a scene that happens in a different sequence in time. That requires you to be flexible, to be malleable to what the director is looking for, to be spontaneous, and to go with the flow, I guess that's kind of a weird way to say it, but to really kind of make sure that you can have some flexibility in those moments. I think this is absolutely true, that the greatest actors seem to come alive most when they are performing, and those moments that they soar to the highest. Many extraordinary things can happen when the camera is rolling. As an exercise, I'd love for you to just take a moment and think about your day today. Just, for example, take what happened with you today. Now, how many times during that day did you feel something spontaneous happen? In other words, out of the normal routine of things. Now, when something spontaneous happened to you today, how did it make you feel? So try to discern ways that you fight spontaneity, and then think about what happens when you do. If you kept a list of all those moments that are spontaneous and how you felt about them, that will develop your improvisational skills, which will help you become much, much more dynamic and much, much more interesting when you're on film or on camera. And then, of course, I'm going to throw in a little bit of a bonus tip here because it really leads from being spontaneous, and that is, if you haven't taken an improvisational class, an improv class, you really should consider it. It really does free you up in such a great way. Plus, it's a skill set that just lends itself so great for commercial work. But just knowing that taking risks is really part of the adventure of it all. And so I would love for you to consider taking an improv class somewhere. I'm sure you'll find it somewhere where you are. There are so many instances, not only in auditions, but on the set, where the director would like you to do some improvising. And instead of freezing up or feeling fearful, jumping forward thinking at the chance to do some improv work will ingratiate yourself quite nicely with the director and to those creative team players that you're working with. So those are my 3 steps for good acting for film and television. You can use these steps both in auditions, but also you can use them when you get hired and you're on the set. Those are my 3 tips. I hope they were helpful to you. I hope you got something out of it. I'd love to hear back from you by letting me know if you've used any of these things we talked about today. I'd love to share it with my audience as well. You can contact me at castingactorscast.com, and there's a comment section. So that does it for today. I hope you are doing well, and I'm thinking about you. And please, please, please stay tuned to more episodes of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Greisberg.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in. Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.